feel like as far as the Democratic Party goes, I don't even know who O'Malley was. And Hillary Clinton, I feel, she represents a lot of things in the big picture that people, because they don't look into, like, for example, she's a woman. I think that brings a lot of female voters to want to vote for her because of what that represents. But in the big picture, it kind of brings down the whole feminist movement because of things that she's promoting and the things that she is wanting to do as far as education and as far as public health goes, all these things, you know, they really don't stand for women's rights. So it's like a little bit of a smokescreen that a little investigation shows is not good for any of the women involved. I think Bernie, definitely his focus on public education is a big one. I think even though I think his lack of popularity is due to saying things people don't want to hear. And I think people need to hear a lot of these things. So regardless of whether he wins or not, just the fact that he's getting high enough and this far in the race to say the things that people don't really know about or don't really care to find out is really important. So I'd like to keep him in there for as long as I can. When I registered to vote, I was 18 and registered for the Green Party because I didn't know what I was doing. And now that it's election time, I definitely decided that I had to vote for someone where my vote mattered. So I registered Democrat for that reason. Getting Bernie as far as we can is a big deal. So it counts until it's decision time, you know, because I think that's been out of our hands for a while now.